no weekends off and as much overtime as he can get. Erica Marco lives and works in New York but has four children, a wife and his parents, relying on the $200 a month he sends back home to Ghana. In previous years, life hasn't been this hard for Marco, but because of continued depreciation of the US dollar, the money he sends home has less purchasing power, so he has had to work harder and longer to send more.
I have to work double shifts. Weekends, when I'm supposed to take off, I have to work because I need more money. Because now the dollar is falling, you need more money to send home before you can meet your commitments.
Eric is not alone. With the dollar at record lows against many major currencies, millions of people are having to send home dollars that are worth less or work harder to send more money. That can have a big effect on poorer countries. The World Bank estimates remittances to developing countries total $240 billion this year. The bank says some countries rely on remittances for up to half their national income. Dilip Ratha is the World Bank's chief economist on remittances. He says the dollar's fall already is leading to calls for wage increases from migrant workers.
Now they're saying, look, we came here only to be able to send money and support our families. The amount that you are paying now is not enough. So please give us a raise increase.
Ratha believes that over time, this situation may turn the pattern of migration away from the United States.
This is obvious. Migrants are looking for greener pastures. Stronger currency helps. So they are going to go for countries where the currency is stronger and buys more for their families back home.
But for those like Erica Marco, who are already here in the United States with a job, each dollar earned and sent home has less value than before. Nathan King for VOA News.